This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and it's just me today. Miss Robin is catching up on a few winks. She's had a busy week, an exhausting week, and the way she fights exhaustion is quite simple. She stays awake. So, you know, I don't know how it works for her, but apparently not that well. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How's the sound levels and all that good happy
stuff?
You're
just a little bit on the low side.
A little low? Let me see what I can do about that. Any better there?
Just a hair.
How about that?
Much better.
Okay. Can we leave it there?
Yes.
Okay. I hear a little feedback from myself, but that's okay. We got no problems with that. So... very interesting week. We saw a Facebook post from a guy, young guy. It was his first Facebook post, and it was about a big deer. And I mean, a big deer. And the caption read that this deer was found in St. Michael's, floating in the Miles River, or in the Miles River, or off the Miles River, or whatever. And it was found by a captain. So I looked at that deer and I said, I know that deer. And I think I know the story about that deer, but I'm going to call the business where it's hanging and find out. Talked to the owner of the business, told me something about it, and then said, but my son knows more about it than I do. I said, okay, great. So local business here in St. Michael's, I stopped in and talked to the owner's son, and he said, yeah, the captain found it. And it was in such a decrepit shape that, he didn't want to put it on his crab boat the way it was. So he sawed the antlers off and brought them in. And we decided that it was such a worthwhile deer. We had a taxidermist recreate the skull, get a new cape and mount it and so forth. It was a magnificent animal. So that disqualified it from being measured. Just, you know, you saw the antlers off, you've lost any dimension for, you know, the spread, which is important to the score. As even if it was recreated accurately, it just disqualified. So that was sad. And anyway, the owner's son said, look, I know a guy who has a big deer. He might want to get it measured for bucks, bears, stags. Let me call him. Let me talk to him. I said, okay, great. So that was a 10-point buck, big, giant 10-point buck. From the local area, and I said, hey, that's even better. So he said, there's the captain that found a deer right there. So I went over and talked to the captain, and a really nice guy, real nice guy. He was done for the morning. He was bringing his crabs in, and we talked a little about crabbing, and he was familiar with the magazine, Maryland Loves Crabs. And his mate said, yeah, I put that post up. Oh, you're the guy that put the post up. He said, yeah. He said, I saw that, you know. There's this big deer, and I just wanted to put it up there. And I said, well, that's cool, man. That's cool. So in talking to the captain says, I know where there's another deer from that area. And he said, let me talk to the guy and see what we can do from that. So the one that turned out to be unmeasurable led to two more potential entries in bucks, bears, and stags for the upcoming supplement. So I was pretty tickled with that. So I'll be following up with that, and we'll see how that goes. So, you know, we've been interacting with people who are taking deer. We've been, you know, talking to folks, and bear season, of course, hasn't come in yet. We've put together a poster of some of the top bears in Maryland, and we're going to distribute that to the four western counties to get people, to encourage people who take a bear in those counties to you know, call us and have it measured. Any bear from any year, any season, it's fine. And anybody listening that may have taken a Maryland bear that would like to have it measured, we'd be glad to do that and get that in our record book. So the record book sales have been good. We've restocked Clyde Sports Shop. They sold through. Wolford Store down here in Dorchester County also sold through their initial purchase. So that's two restocks for Clyde. So he's doing really good with it. But the record book's called Maryland's Finest, put out by Bucks, Bear, Stags. And it's the Records and the Legacy. It's first edition 2020. And many of our listeners have obtained copies. And, you know, hopefully somebody will call in and tell us this or that. And if not, that's fine, too. We know what we've got. We have over 3,000 records in the book and 200 photos and 30 years of history of Maryland whitetails, sika deer, stags, and black bears. So there you go. So that's... Excuse me for wheezing. That's part of the week. Did go out. What day did I go out? Tuesday, I think. I went out in the evening to do a little deer hunting. And I don't know, just not where we are, where I am, where I hunt, farm in Queen Anne's County, it's just not right just yet. And what I mean by that is the foliage in the woods is heavy. There's not a tremendous amount of acorns. There are some. They haven't really started to fall yet. And the corn, we're surrounded by cornfields. So what happens is this time of year is the deer live in the corn. They don't leave it, you know, unless you're going to get water, too much. And unless you have a stand on the edge of a cornfield with a path, you know, in and out of the cover of the woods, it's going to be a little more difficult to take a deer this time of year. So we're waiting for the corn to get cut, and then the deer will start to move into the woods and feed on the mast crops and so forth. And so that's kind of what we're waiting for on that farm. At first hunt, I've left early in the evening. I left about, I don't know, 45 minutes early before sunset. First time I've done that in a long, long time. I don't relish the idea of shooting a deer at the edge of dark, especially with archery tackle. So, you know, I've been using the compound bow and not knowing the weather for the next day, whether it's going to rain or not, and what could possibly happen, potentially happen. I just don't feel like shooting one at the edge of dark. Not that I haven't, not that I wouldn't, but this particular night, I wasn't feeling like I wanted to. So, you know, I left the woods and everything was fine. And I guess that's something of a question for you all. When you're hunting and you're not in the zone, when you're not in the zone, do you stick it out? Do you tough it out? Or do you just say, I'm not feeling it here? I've had hunts out of country where I felt uncomfortable and wanted to leave, you know, the stand and couldn't. I've had hunts, for a number of different animals here in Maryland, you know, and I'm not in the mode. So what do you do? Do you tough it out or do you just hang it up and say, you know, let them live another day? 410 WCBM 680, 410. 922-6680 is the phone number. How do you feel about leaving a hunt early? Let me know that. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, glad.
Can't complain.
Glad to hear that. You've got my number.
Mm-hmm.
If we have any callers, so what were your experiences this week, buddy?
Well, I went out yesterday afternoon, or late yesterday afternoon. I thought maybe I'd try some late evening or late afternoon squirrel hunting.
Yep.
I got there and I just wasn't, I'm not quite sure how to put it. I just couldn't get into it for some reason.
Yeah, it's you know, Mars is in retrograde.
Yeah. So. Now I'm going to try. Yeah, cats are starting to marry dogs.
Maybe. I don't know.
But, yeah, something's just a little off. Now, I'm going to try again later today.
Sure.
And we'll see what happens. I mean, it may have just been my state of mind.
And that's what happens. You get a state of mind and you go, I need to get in the woods. And you get in the woods and you start thinking about all the other stuff. And you go, hey, you know, well, I can think about this stuff at home.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I did catch a nice nap on Tuesday. I mean, you know, that when I've been working hard here on the road, I get out in the woods and it's all still and quiet and there's nothing going on. Man, it doesn't take any time at all for me to take a little nap. And how many animals prance by at that point? I don't know. Apparently I don't care. I have been awakened already by deer in my zone. That's a weird feeling. So I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. You weren't just feeling it, Chris. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't. But we've got Vincent on the line.
Oh, okay.
So we can finish up after we get finished talking.
We can. Yes, we can. Morning, Vincent. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
So quick thing. I just want to say I picked up that book and can't put it down, man. It's a good book.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
And second of all, I'm calling in about that, you know, how do you feel about leaving a hunt early?
Yeah.
Well, like my mother always used to tell me, you never know what adventure you'll find. Sometimes I'll be in a stand and I'll be real fidgety because, you know, nothing's coming by. I ain't even seeing any squirrels or birds. But the other week, I mean, I wasn't really feeling that hunt the other week. And, I climbed down the deer stand, checked the pile of corn. It was like, they haven't touched the corn yet. Turned around, and there were some deer out in the next field behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd climb back up in the stand and wait. And lo and behold, the deer came. So,
well, you know, I mean, I've been in that situation where, you know, you go, okay, I'll give it just 10 more minutes. You know, and 9.5 minutes later, something shows up, and your hunt is successful. I've had that happen. I had that happen one time. A friend had sold me a rifle, and it happened to be a 32 Winchester Special, which is equal to the 30-30 Winchester. This was a rifle that was what they call pre-64 Winchester when Winchester changed its manufacturing. And it was, pardon me, a rifle that was built in 1952. And he told me the stories about all the deer he's taken with this gun and the sika deer and all this stuff. And he sold it to me, and it was I paid him more than he asked me because it was worth it to me. So I'm sitting there, and I was supposed to be at work that day. And I called the boss. I said, look, I'm going to hunt today. I'll be in, you know, noon. He goes, okay, that's fine. So I know I'm 2 hours from work, and I'm sitting in the stand in Cecil County, and I said, I got to get out of here. I'm hunting till 10:10 to make it to work by noon. And I said, you know, I got to get down. And I said, okay, 10:10 it is, and it was like 10 o'clock, 10:05, and I'm getting itchy, and I'm watching the watch and all this stuff. And I look up, and at 10:09, here comes this nice little deer, and made a good shot on it, never moved. And I succeeded in using a legendary firearm to take a nice deer in Cecil County, and sent the guy, gave a guy a picture and said, you know, your rifle did it, and I'm very happy with it. Of course, yeah, that was all good. He passed away shortly after that, so I was very glad I was able to share that thing with him with his rifle. So, yeah, that was a day I wasn't feeling it either, but exactly what happened right at the last minute, the deer came in. So that was pretty good, pretty good.
You never know, huh?
No, you never know. You never know. But I've left hunts early before, and you know, haven't regretted it. And other times, you know, maybe I should have regretted it. But you know, that's I've been doing this a long time. Coming up next week will be the 50th anniversary of my first year.
Oh, so, well, congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, it was a little button buck. I had hunted this, we'd gotten permission to hunt this farm, and it was, archery season came in like the 3rd of October back then, 1970, and it was like the 5th or 6th. I was in the, I was standing on a sawed off oak tree stump. There was a double oak tree, and somebody logged it, took one of the trees, and I was standing about 6 feet up above the ground, because I'd heard that if you get elevated, you know, you have a better shot at a deer. Mm-hmm. I had no idea where the trails were or anything like that. And I looked up, and there's a deer standing, and I pulled back the recurve bow and let fly, and the deer dropped immediately. And had that been the end of the story, you know, that would have been very satisfying. But I didn't hear anything for a few minutes, and I got down, and when I got down, the deer jumped up and ran, and I shot again, and I hit the deer again in the leg, and at that point, it dived into a big brush pile. I mean, seriously, it was nothing but a pile of brush. You could see, you know, one end or the other, you could see through it, and I could hear the deer going through it, and 16 years old, I right in after it, you know. And come out the other side, and there was three trails away, leading away from that big old pile. And one went into the woods, and one went into the field, and the other one went another entrance into the field, another trail into the field. So I decided to take the one into the woods because I knew better than the deer, and he'd run for cover. And I hunted that deer for 2 hours till almost dark, and dejectedly walked out of the woods to have my dad pick me up. My car was in the shop, and I'm walking out of the woods, and I saw something laying in the field, a little lump of something, and I walked over, and there was my deer. So the end of the hunt came out pretty well, but that was my first one, little button buck at age 16 with a recurve bow.
So, patience and perseverance.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Well, I saw you got one. So, congratulations to you and your girlfriend. Very nice of you to share the pictures.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, unfortunately, hers was a lot bigger of a buck than mine. I didn't even get a buck, but I'll take what I can get.
Plenty of season left.
That's right. Early enough, so.
Plenty of season left. So, thanks for the call, Vincent.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Bye bye.
All right, buddy. Bye bye. Well, we got a nice text from my buddy Josh. He said, how dare you? The 32 is superior to the 30-30. He said, I'm prejudiced, though. My grandfather gave me his Model 94 when I turned 16. So, yeah, thanks for listening to that story, Josh. I don't know, superior or not superior. My accountant told me of a sale years ago, a few years ago. He's passed on, too. He said, you might want to take a look at some of these guns. So I looked at the list, and there was a, lo and behold, a 30-30 Winchester, the rifle I started out with, which I no longer own. I lost that in a divorce somehow back in the 80s. And there was a 30-30. I said, I've always wanted to have a 30-30 to replace the one that I lost sight of. So I went to the auction, and it was also a pre-64, which was built in 1954, my birth year. So it didn't matter what somebody was going to bid on that gun, I was going to get it. So the auctioneer starts off, and, you know, $300-$400, it goes to $475 and stopped. And I thought, got it. Some guy goes, $500, $525, $550. I wound up paying $550 for that model 94-30-30. But, you know, it was well worth it to me because it was the year I was born, and I took it out, and I took a deer with that one, too. I took a deer with a buck with that one, so very happy. Very happy. So, and you know, when I have a firearm like that and I want to accomplish something, my dad never killed a buck in, you know, 20 years of hunting with his, with his Model 88 Winchester in 284. And when I inherited it, I cleaned it up. I put a new scope on it and handled Weaver something on there, which was fine for him. But I put a little upgraded scope on it and, you know, took it out one day, and he'd never killed a buck with it. I'd taken a doe with it the year he passed. And took it out and wound up taking a nice 8-point buck that I have mounted, and it really, you know, really meant something. Some of those animals really mean something. So, all right. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I stopped by Clyde's Sports Shop the other day, and I looked at some of the firearms that I've been telling you about, and the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon. They're really just a nice-looking rifle. They're nice to hold. The Speed model is very lightweight, and all of them come with a DuraTouch finish and a composite stock. They're in the Arid Urban camouflage, which is kind of cool looking. And they all are finished. The barrels are finished with a Cerakote finish. The barrels are fluted, a Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger, and this bolt action gun comes in select calibers. Now, there's the Speed model, which is really nice and lightweight for carrying, you know, if you're carrying it on a Western hunt or, you know, out in the mountains of Western Maryland or something like that. Then there's the Long Range and the McMillan models, which have longer barrel lengths and come in a little more flexibility as far as the caliber, 6.5 Creedmoor, 308, and things like that. And some folks use these modern bolt-action rifles for long-range shooting, and the Hell's Canyon Speed, Long Range, and McMillan are perfect for that. I also like the looks and feel of the standard X-Bolt, which is a beautiful walnut-finished gun with a blue steel finish. You put some good optics on that, and the X-Bolt is extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting rifle. All standard, all magnum, and all short magnum calibers are available. It's got an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. So those are two great rifle selections, bolt-action rifle selections from Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning, full-line Browning dealer, your hunting headquarters. All the firearms there are priced on request. And you can find Clyde's at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. So, we've got that. You know, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Fire! Are you looking for that new backyard grill? Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe are here at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs for your fireplace by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add that special look to any room. You know, they look like your walls on fire. They're really cool looking in a room, a great accent piece. And they're a distinctive addition to your gas fire tables, are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. You can see all those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's too. And now's the perfect time, to own a new pellet grill, gas grill, a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove. Boy, I'm really doing good. I'm doing good for Hearth America there at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44 in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. Creative Concepts Taxidermy has 30 plus years of experience. Now let me find exactly what I want to tell you about that. They realistically, artistically, and accurately recreate animals from all over the world. John George is the taxidermist. He specializes in big game animals from Africa and Asia and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. The Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings. The showroom itself is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, open weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com, that's the website. Call 410-799-1558, 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And we'll be right back after this message.
Well, a couple of stray showers here into the Saturday forecast for us. What used to be Tropical Storm Beta marching through the Carolinas and out into the Atlantic. And a shower or two, heaviest rain south of us, and a high of 75 this afternoon. Low tonight, 63. Warmer weather tomorrow with some sunshine showing up and a high of 80 degrees. Monday, sunshine, a high of 82. And we do see more fallish numbers showing up early October for us here in Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Every time our eyes meet, I panic and I freeze. At night you keep me awake. Sooner when you show up, I'll be ready with my bow up, and I will not hesitate. I've never been this close to Pumpkin Young or any buck. I can hear your grunts, I can see your feet. I don't know how you grew the length of your tattoos. They just keep getting long.
The length of your G2s. I'll tell you what. If the buck I was pursuing last year is still running around and makes himself available to me, Robin and I had a nickname for him. We called him Too Tall. G2 Tall. He's got some. The G2 is the first point after the brow tine. The brow tines are right, you know, right at the top, the ones that stick straight up, and then as the rack goes around, The first point up on what would be considered the back of the rack is the G2. The second one's the G3 and so forth, depending on how many he's got on each side. And this animal has some G2s that are just unbelievable. So let's hope he comes out intact and I'm able to take him this year. We'll see. We'll see. So anybody online, Chris?
Yes, we have Glenn.
Glenn, let's talk to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How about yourself?
By yourself this morning, huh?
Yeah, Robin has finally succumbed to insomnia and fallen asleep, so.
Uh-oh.
Yep. So how you been?
Well, okay, I guess.
Yep.
Have any luck with things, Wayne? Dub, I haven't really been out actual deer hunting, but I haven't really seen nothing out when I was out. Even the dove hunting. So.
Right. Well, man, the weather's about to get right here. It's about to turn into October and get nice and cool. They're going to be cutting the corn and the soybeans, and so, you know, it all will be right with the world here about mid-October. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought I was cool. I'm kind of planning going a little bit this morning, but it's kind of dribbling out there.
Yeah, it is. It put down a pretty good storm here in Easton last night, and it is a little rainy out there right now. But I think that's supposed to end about mid-morning, so. Yep. So, you been all right? Everybody in the family good?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. So, well, you'll get out there. You'll get some meat for the freezers here in the next couple of weeks, Glenn. I know you will. So, just got to get out there and keep trying.
Yep.
So.
You take care and all, and come around and say hi. And
I will do that. Yeah, I will do that. So,
hey,
you do. What's that?
Hey, I guess have you heard anything on the muskrat thing? I mean, it's usually in latter February or something. But
yeah, it'll be at the end of February. I haven't looked lately at the dates, but we'll be there again with the bucks, bears, stags, measuring some animals. So, it'll be good.
And as well, it's going to be still in February. I know last year it was the last weekend of February. The year before, it was the third weekend of February.
Right, right.
I'm just wondering if they're going to step into March this time or not.
I don't know. I think that was just an accident of the calendar last year. So we'll see.
Yeah,
buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I know. Take care and all.
All right, man. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to another Glenn. Let's talk to Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm heading down to Cambridge. The Cambridge Gun Club is helping sponsor a Wounded Warrior fundraiser today.
Who's helping to sponsor it?
The Cambridge Gun Club.
Oh, okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called a Top Shot competition. We've got 14 teams. They're going to shoot 7 different guns that we provide them. And then the winner gets to spend a half hour on the range with a Navy SEAL doing range shooting. Second prize is a 250 rounds through an MG-42, authentic German machine gun.
Wow.
And third prize is a huge ammo can full of all kinds of different prizes. And this thing is just blown up out of all our expectations. Then we have a big dinner at the Neck District Firehouse afterwards. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds good, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
Well, good. Enjoy that.
I'm going to. Luckily, this rain's going to get out of the way quick, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Should be dry by mid-morning. So,
yeah.
Well, appreciate you calling in and telling us about it there, Glenn.
Absolutely. So have a nice day.
You do the same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 922-6680 is our call-in number. I'm enjoying a little snack here, one of these infamous Uncrustables. Mm. I hope you'd look those up in your grocery store. Chris, have you had an Uncrustable yet?
No, I have not, but I have seen them. They look like...
They're made by Smuckers.
Oh,
with a name like Smuckers, they've got to
good.
Be good.
Yeah, that's one of those commercials that once it gets in your head, it just never goes away.
That's right. Well, it's soft bread, peanut butter and grape jelly, and it's the crust are crimped off of it, and they're crimped into this circular, beautiful hand snack.
Yeah, there's a Mexican, I want to say it begins with a P, and it looks like that. And they also come in strawberry.
Mm-hmm. They do. And a cup, and Nutella.
Well, that's a new one, because the last time I saw them, of course, it was years ago, it was either strawberry or grape, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
Nutella's has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, while you are enjoying your little snack, I'll give you a chance to just munch without having to talk.
Cause,
why? You know, if it's got peanut butter, and I can barely talk. So anyhow, to finish up your question.
Yeah.
So I was out there, and I just was not, I don't know, I guess I was just preoccupied, and I just said, you know, I cannot focus on looking for a squirrel. And it was starting to get dark.
Yeah.
So I just sat down. And I put the gun down and everything, and I just sat on a log, and I just listened. And I just smelled. It smelled like fresh-cut wood because there was enough humidity in the air.
Yeah.
And this was probably somewhere around 6:45.
Yeah.
And where I was, the canopy was heavy, and it was getting dark. And I thought, well, you know, I better be out of here by 7 o'clock, otherwise I'm not going to find my way out. But then again, I was not that far into the woods that it was going to be difficult for me to find my way out. But after a while, I could not clear my mind as to, you know, what was going on. So I just sat down and just said, you know, you're not going to find anything. You're too tense, but just take it all in. Because really, that's probably what you need. So sometimes if you don't feel like you can just get into the hunt, just put everything down and just sit and look around and smell and hear. And you know what? That may be better than what you actually went in there for.
Well, if you're so focused on the game, and not taking the surroundings in, you've missed the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as a person ages and gains experience and has got a lot of, you know, as somebody said, well. You know, I tell them about the gruesome twosome and the doe that busts me all the time. Somebody asked me just the other day, so did you see the doe that busted you? I said, no, I didn't see her Tuesday night. He said, she needs to get taken out of the gene pool. And I said, you know, I dealt with her all last year. And you're probably right. She might have cost me a deer or something last year. But do I need to kill a deer because she annoys me? You know, some people would, and I will tell you this, those big old cagey does are almost just as much of a trophy as a nice buck, because they're smart, they avoid you, they know where you are, they know how to get under your skin, and you know, it's been, I don't know that I've ever taken one. When I hunted a lot in Baltimore County, we had one. We had one that would lead a pack of five or six other deer, and she was constantly on the alert, and you could always spot her. There was one in Cecil County that came in one evening that had two fawns with her, and you know, on a couple occasions I would see this particular doe, and you know, always alert, always, you know, knows when something's out of place because they live there, you know, and you get a doe that's 5-6 years old. They're pretty smart. They're as smart as any old buck, and they know what something's out of place, and they're the first ones to alert because that's their job, you know?
Exactly. I mean, they wouldn't get that old if they were dumb.
No. The oldest doe I ever harvested was 8.5 years old, estimated. And that deer was, in the Howard County Park System when I was hunting the management there for, I think I hunted that 15, 16, 17 years, something like that. I can't remember what park I took that deer on, but, you know, that was on the other side. That deer was on the way down, you know, as far as, I think it only weighed 70 pounds or something like that. At that deer's peak, it would have probably went 140, 150, you know. So
it was an old timer.
An old doe, eight and a half year old deer in the wild is ancient. So, but that deer was particularly one that was aged. But I'll tell you, some of the ones are the big mature females. I mean, they're just as cagey as a big old buck because they're, you know, they know every inch of their domain. So, but you know, just kill one just to kill one. I did try to take her out last year. I did take a shot at her, and unfortunately, the crossbow arrow caught a little unseen, little tiny twig of greenbrier and shot under her. So, anyway, but that she got another opportunity after that. She got a pass for a couple of weeks on that one. So, but you know, when it gets past the rut, I'm not shooting a doe and making a lot of noise just to shoot one. So that's me. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And talking with Josh via text on a 3040 Craig that he's had sporterized. 3040 Craig. How many of you know about that round? Its cartridge was developed in the 1890s, and it provided the U.S. Armed Forces with a smokeless powder cartridge suited for use with modern small-bore repeating rifles to be selected in the 1892 small arms trials. Since the cartridge was replacing the 45-70 government, the round was considered small-bore at the time. The design selected was ultimately the Craig Jorgensen, formerly adopted the M1892 Springfield. It was also used in 1893 and later in Gatling guns, the 3040 Craig. It was also called the 30 U.S. or the 30 Army. And if you take a look at it, it's the bullet diameter's 308, and it's a very potent whitetail round. And I remember a lot of guys carrying that when I was a kid, you know. You know, you'd see him in the field with that. What's that? Oh, that's 3040 Craig. Oh, okay, cool. Never had one, but it sounds like it might be something to add to the collection. 410 WCBM 680. Anybody on the line, Chris?
No, sir. Everybody. Wow. I think it's just in the process of waking up because the lines are dead.
Wow, I got it. So,
now, if anybody's heading out for fishing or something like that, give us a call.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a yucky day out there, but, you know, we know we've got folks call in from the from their crabbing location or from the fishing boat or, you know, deer stand or on the way to, if you're on the way to the deer stand today, give us a call. And I think there's probably I don't think there's any waterfowl season in yet. And, of course, dove season, this first split doesn't open until noon, so everybody are... Oh my gosh. So Joe sends us the joke of the week. Telling me about some deer he's spotting, and it's interesting. He actually obtained a Browning double automatic, and he's restoring it. So he says he's going to pick a record book up at Clyde's today. So I'm glad to hear that. So Joe's one of the guys that sends us the joke of the week. Yep, my wife just had plastic surgery. I cut up her credit cards. Speaking of Browning double automatic, that's a shotgun, by the way. And Joe's looking for somebody to do some checkering on it. I know he's called a few places that I know of. And is getting some, hopefully getting some work done somewhere on that. So, let's talk about the Browning semi-automatics, which is what he's talking about, the double automatic there. There's a couple. The autoloader shotgun that was built for waterfowl hunting by Browning is called the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. It comes in the Mossy Oak, camo, DuraTouch finish. Everything's camo on it, barrel, receiver, the whole deal. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, and it's got this new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. And if you don't like getting thumped a lot, you might want to consider the Maxxis, because it's got that power drive gas system, which is an improvement. The other recoil reduction technique is to use recoil operated kinematic drive. You use the recoil to reload the cylinder with a shotgun shell, and that's found in the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operator autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades DuraTouch Camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive autoloader shotgun. 100,000 rounder 5-year guarantee also comes in the DuraTouch finish on the stock and receiver and the barrel and everything else in the camo, so it won't rust on you. The A5, I'll tell you what a great shotgun. They're both Brownings, the A5 and the Maxxis, both available at Clyde Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters, at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You can give them a call, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, for Clyde Sports Shop for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop is your hunting headquarters. Why not check that out? Then we've got Backyard Billy's. Actually, we have Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. So here's the question. We had a beautiful fireplace here in the back room, and that's a question I'll ask you. Do you have a fireplace that you never use? We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. Well, we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, that's the brand name, E-N-V-I-R-O, EX35 gas fireplace insert, after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Robin had it on yesterday. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Do you like that? I thought that was clever. I'm such a cutie. Yes, I am. I am such a cutie. Macrotech Archery. The Pro Shop. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop has moved to a new location and is now open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Curtis Bay / Riviera Beach, Baltimore. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and bow shop owners and beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len, and they know about Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He has tuned my Bowtech bow, and he's recabled and strung my 10-point crossbow. And the bow technician, his name is Corey, young guy. Top-notch as far as a bow technician, as far as I'm concerned. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR. They carry Bowtech and Diamond and Hoyt and Mission bows and crossbows, including Raven and 10-point crossbows. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. All the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and more. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have. Plus, Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, for Wicked Ridge and Horton crossbows. Stop by a new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Curtis Bay, Riviera Beach. Now open, visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number 410-789-7777. Call 789-7777. And Macro knows bows. Now, we're quickly running out of time here, but let me tell you about Creative Concepts Taxidermy, Maryland's premier life-size studio. Creative Concepts Taxidermy provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on weekends with an appointment, and they're located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100. They're right off Route 1 in the 295 interstates as well. John George specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, North America. They've got 30 years experience. That's Creative Concepts Taxidermy. They realistically, artistically, and accurately recreate animals from all over the world. The studio is huge. 1,500 square feet showroom, a 19-foot ceiling. There's all kinds of big game animals in there. When you walk in the door, you'll see examples of their work all through the showroom. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com. Call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. And there's the music. Perfect timing. Hey, Chris?
Yes. So we have John on the line.
Okay.
So
is John going to be able to hold through the news?
I'm going to find out.
I think that's a great idea. Sorry, John. We just had to get those commercials in. And we'll hopefully talk to John on the other side. Now get out. Stay out. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet away from each other. Wash your hands. And stay healthy.